Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. All the microphones are on. I'd like to thank you for attending this evening's Committee of the Whole meeting, taking place here on March the 25th in our City Hall chambers. I am Alderman Ron Singer. I represent the 4th Ward, and I do so as well as my colleague, Alderman Dorothy Flanagan. So let us begin by our call to order. I have the records indicate that the Alderman that are not present this evening is Mr. Dantino and Alderman Hill. So the first order of business is to consider our consent agenda, which would approve our Committee of the Whole minutes from March the 11th, 2013.
Move to approve the Committee of the Whole meeting minutes.
Motion by Alderman Brown, seconded by?
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Marks. Thank you. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
I'll abstain because I wasn't present for that meeting.
I beg your pardon?
I was not present at the March 11 meeting, so I'll abstain from approving the minutes, please.
Okay. All right. That will be indicated. Before we begin, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to call your attention to our city flag being flown this evening at half staff. It is in honor of one of our citizens of the community, Mr. Frank LaRocco, who was a member of the Geneva Housing Task Force and a very dear friend of mine. He's a gentleman that was a draftsman and worked for a architectural firm in Chicago, married almost 59 years, marvelous man. He was a gentleman who was very prominent in promoting and housing, affordable senior housing, and he was very much near and dear to my heart in that regard. So I'm wondering if we can just pause for a moment, please, and have a moment of silence in respect of his passing. Thank you. The next order of business is a special item, and we're here today for a very excited period of time in this young man's life. He's going to begin taking the position as an officer in our Astound Police Department, and I'm going to leave that dedication to the mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Clerk, do you prefer to swear in the officer first before we have him say a few words to the community, or would you... officer, what would your preference be?
I guess I could say a few words first. That'll work.
You have to do so from the podium, of course, so welcome. And be certain you introduce your guests because you have a large contingent with you this evening, and particularly your newest addition to the family, your niece.
Well, we'll do. First off, my name is Oscar Maldonado, and I want to thank Geneva, the city, and the police department for choosing me and getting me through becoming a police officer here, and I promise I'll do you guys proud and we'll work, as hard as I can just to do well by the town and keep it safe and all that. And out of my family, let's introduce my fiance Alyssa, my mother right next to her, Beatrice, my brother Daniel. That little bundle of joy there is my niece, Seat Lolly, being held by her mother, Betty. My other brother right behind our brother Danny is Ephraim and Betty's daughter, Andrea. It's my whole family, and I'm still missing a sister-in-law and Rachel and my twin niece and nephew, EJ and Maddie, are in Michigan for spring break, so that's where they're from.
Wow.
And that's that. That's my family. That's myself. And a little background on myself is I grew up in Lyons and Cicero. Graduated from Morton West High School in Berwyn. Moved out to Plainfield in about 2005 with my family. And she doesn't like it. joined the Army in 2008 as a scout. Pretty much a sniper without the big long rifle. Joined the 3rd Infantry Division when I got out of basic training, and I deployed to Iraq for 12 months in 2009 to 2010. Conducted about 300 plus protection missions, combat missions, and sniper missions, things like that, reconnaissance. Since I've got out, I worked for a private security, previously worked for a private security company leading up to this point, where I kind of call it babysitting CEOs and celebrities as they do what they do in life. And that brings me to here. And like I said, once again, I just want to thank Geneva for giving me the opportunity to be a police officer. So
from babysitting CEOs to the mean streets of Geneva.
Got it.
Wow. Sounds like an HBO show, man. It's like... Now, in the brief bio I have here, it says you participated in 300-plus personnel security missions.
Correct.
What is a personnel? Is that protecting the Secretary of Defense and what have you?
We actually had a lot of Department of State personnel out there that were literally handing out briefcases of money to sheiks and such and small towns and provinces in Iraq that was obviously coming from here, like for them to build schools, build libraries. And we called that our day job because we would take out, it was between like 5 and 10 of these, you know, big government bigwigs and just bait. I call it babysitting. I shouldn't say that, but pretty much just escorted them.
Televised, Oscar, so it's all kids.
Just pretty escorted them all around Baghdad and, you know, kept them safe and all that while they dropped off, you know, they dropped off the funds and, you know, oversaw the construction that they were building for this. I mean, I think they had about 5 or 6 schools that we always took them to and libraries to, you know, since we were trying to help, you know, the Iraqi government build back up. That's we escorted those State Department folks. So that was that personal security there.
Wow, that's fascinating. You met your fiance. You didn't actually meet in high school, though, did you?
No.
But you went to high school together. Rumor has it you were a senior and she was a freshman.
That's correct. But I didn't know her.
It's disturbing, actually. It's not more than correct.
I didn't meet her until I was 23, 24, until afterwards. So she was 20?
Yeah.
And how did you meet?
Through friends. So we had friends that set us up. And
you're engaged.
Yes.
And according to my notes, the wedding is October of 2014.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at.
Why the wait?
I don't know. Well, I told her that as soon as I would.
Alyssa, why the wait?
Actually, tell them what I said.
I don't know.
I said as soon as I would get picked up by a police department, we could finally start planning the wedding full force. So I guess I got to live up to that now.
Yes, you do. Yeah. And you start your command, you start your duties, if you will, as an officer on on Monday, April 1st.
Yes. So I'm hoping that this isn't like a big hoax here and that I walk into the department and be like, oh, we're just kidding.
You've been punked, Austin.
Yeah, really.
And a copy of this is going to the State Department. So
oh, boy.
Enjoy your time in Guantanamo. Now, Seat Lali,
yes.
Your niece, is 2 months old.
Yes.
And Seat Lali is an Aztec name.
Yes.
And it means what?
Poo. What's that? Star? I forget.
It means star. That's what Betty told me. It means star.
That was a great guess.
And she is a little star. She's clearly bored with your service already.
We kind of have a nickname for her that I'm not allowed to say that I've been calling her by, so.
Is it an FCC violation, or you just...
No, her nickname is Chalupa Batman.
let's stop the tape, Pete, and we'll... is that named after a particular restaurant?
The League.
From a TV show, The League, yes.
Was that right?
Yeah. So on the TV show, The League, the championship trophy was naming rights to one of the pregnant women in this fantasy football league, and the naming rights went to this guy whose nickname is Nacho, and... He picked the name Chalupa Batman, Taco, it's her initials as well, CB, Cilali Beatrix, so that's why we started calling her Chalupa Batman.
Well, she must be so proud.
Yeah.
So her uncle's calling her that, holy God.
She likes it. She smiles when I tell her.
Yeah, I'm sure she does until she serves you papers and then.
Uh-oh, no, she doesn't like it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
There
I'm
you
kidding.
Go.
Just kidding.
Holy moly. Another question for you.
Yes.
And of course, I just forgot. Let's see. Morton West High School.
Yes.
You play ball there?
Yes, football, of course.
What do you mean, of course?
I've had to.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of a rite of passage?
Yeah, I think. I don't think my brothers would have allowed me not to play football.
Your brothers are 10 and 11 years older than you are.
Correct.
Mom, what happened?
Oops.
So you're the oops.
Yes.
Wow, oops becomes officer. I can see the headline in the paper.
But I call myself all the time, too.
Wow, that's awesome, man.
I think they call that a love child.
Well, thank you.
You start the tape again
thank
now.
You. Pause the tape there. What else do we need to know about you, Oscar?
White Sox fan? Bears fan?
Yes.
Big time. I love sports. It's pretty much it. I like sports. And
Craig Maladra, Alderman Maladra, is a White Sox fan.
So am I.
And so is Dorothy. They used to actually. Craig used to play for the White Sox. He was Chalupa first baseman. Who would you like to join you when you're being sworn in tonight?
Yes, my mother and Alyssa, they could join me.
Absolutely. And this is our city clerk.
All right.
Mr. Lamberg. He has the official oath of office. Please be advised.
Yeah, I think that's
one mistake and the offer is rescinded.
To the office of police officer in the city of Geneva.
County of Kane, aforesaid.
County of Kane,
aforesaid. Do solemnly swear. That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of police officer.
The duties of the office of police officer.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Oscar, one last question, big guy.
Uh-oh.
Or it's more of a statement. There's a rumor circulating that you look very much like a famed actor. Does anyone want to guess who people think he looks like?
Benjamin Bratt.
Commander Nash has a suggestion.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
I
think my detail leader Andrew Wheat for that one.
You're not even old enough to know who that is, are you?
Yeah, of course I do. Young Guns. He was my favorite actor on
that. I'm thinking Buddy Holly and Richie Valens. That show. La Bamba.
La Bamba.
Yeah.
I used to watch that movie every day.
By the way, the word aforesaid that you tripped over, that means you'll do whatever the chief tells you.
Will do. Okay. What about anyway?
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
And you're heading out to dinner with your family?
Sure are.
So please feel free to sneak out. What are you in the mood for? Because the council has suggestions for you.
What are you in the mood for?
Steak.
What do you think? Foxfire?
Well,
right across the street. It's Monday nights, and Mary has a tab over there, so help her. And they have chalupas, so enjoy that. Thank you, Oscar.
Yep. Thank you.
Well, as we continue on, get into our items of business. Item 5A, to approve the request by St. Mark's Church for the use of the parking lot for car wash on April the 7th, 2013.
So moved.
I'm sorry, who was the mover?
Vogelsberg.
Alderman Vogelsberg. We need a second. Alderman Flanagan seconds. Any questions on the issue? Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Passed unanimously. Thank you. Item number 5B, to recommend a draft resolution declaring a surplus property and authorize a sale of fire department cardiac monitor defibrillators.
So moved.
Second.
By Alderman Mark, seconded by Alderman Brown. Any questions on the issue? Chief Olson is here. If there's a need for any explanations? None. Please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Thank you. Indicate that the issue is passed unanimously. Item 5C is to recommend a draft resolution authorizing a bid award and contract to Accurate Edge Landscaping Services, the amount of $59,868.82 for the 2013 season, and an optional additional 2 years at 3% per year increase. A motion?
So moved.
Motion by Alderman Kilberg, seconded by?
Second.
Alderman Cummings. Any questions on the issue? Alderman Marks.
Is this for the SSAs, or I guess from what I read, I wasn't sure what it was all for.
Yeah, this is for various city properties and SSAs.
SSAs, okay. All right, that's all.
Who decides the apportionment between the SSAs and the property? Do they sort of tell you what they've done to what properties, or?
Well, actually, it's the actual SSAs, how they determine that. Well, it's by area is how it's determined.
Okay. So it's apportioned by area, though?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, some are slightly harder to do than the others. It just comes out in the wash in the end.
Right. Yeah, we have a map that's created that has all the areas of all the properties, and basically it's just an acreage calculation. And we have on the bid document, we have a line item for each location, and so the landscaper can put down whatever amount they feel like for each.
So they had the opportunity to actually go around and look at them.
We gave them a map, mm-hmm. gave them areas, and yeah, I hope they went around and looked at them.
The bids are certainly quite a disparate number of bids, the five bids, so it's. I think we're doing the right thing by going the lowest bid with a reasonably small escalator. Thank you.
Is it the same company that's doing it now, or was?
No, they did not bid.
Okay. It's all on there.
Are there any other questions? Anyone from the audience? None? All those signifying approval, please vote aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Let it be recorded that the vote was unanimous. Thank you. Item 5D, we are recommending a draft resolution for 2013 maintenance of streets and highways through the MFT. That's the motor fuel tax funds. I need a motion, please.
So moved.
Motion by Alderman Marks. A second, please.
Second.
Second by Alderman Cummings. Any questions on the issue? Anyone from the audience? None. All those in favor of the issue, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Thank you. Let it be recorded that the vote was unanimous. We are on item 5E. We are recommending a draft resolution authorizing the First Amendment to Development Economic Incentive and Reimbursement Agreement between the City of Geneva and Aldi Incorporated. Uh-huh. If you remember, we went through this process just recently regarding Joe Stanton's issue. It's similar to that. And, of course, if there's anyone needs any explanation, Ellen is here for that issue. I need a motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Kilberg, seconded by Alderman Vogelsberg. Any questions on the issue? Anyone in the audience? All those in favor of the issue, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Thank you. Let it be recorded that the vote was unanimous. We are on item 5F. We are recommending a draft resolution authorizing the First Amendment to Development Economic Incentive and Reimbursement Agreement between the City of Geneva and Michael Simon. I need a motion, please.
So moved.
Motion by Alderman Vogelsberg. A second, please.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Marks. Any question on the issue? Anyone in the audience? None. All those in favor of the issue, please signify by voting aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. Anyone opposed? Let it be recorded the vote was unanimous. We are on item 5G. We are recommending approval of request by the Geneva Chamber of Commerce for the 2013 Swedish Day, June 18th to the 23rd, 2013, and discussion of policy for the use of stakes in public right-of-way.
So moved.
A motion by Alderman Flanagan.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Vogelsberg. Any question on the issue? Anyone in the audience? Those in favor, please signify by voting aye.
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 Those opposed? Thank you. Let it be recorded. The vote was unanimous. We are now on item 5G. I beg your pardon, 5H, recommending policy for the use of tents during the special events effective January 2014. I need a motion, please.
So moved.
Motion by Alderman Tilburg, second by Alderman Brown. Thank you. Any discussion on the issue? Anyone in the audience? Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Thank you. Let it be recorded as a unanimous vote. We are now on item 5I, recommending a draft ordinance approving zoning map amendments for properties located at 744 Fox Run Drive from Railroad Rural Residential District to R1, a low-density single-family district. I need a motion by Alderman Brown, seconded by Alderman Vogelsberg. Any question on the issue? Anyone in the audience? Please signify by voting aye for the issue.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None. Please have it recorded. The vote was unanimous. We are now on item 5J, which is to recommend fiscal year 2013 to 2014 general, electric, water, and wastewater, capital, TRICOM, and miscellaneous fund budgets. I need a motion. Motion by Alderman Malaja, seconded by?
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Vogelsberg. Ms. McKittrich, I would like to implore you to speak to this issue, if I may, as well as she will be speaking to the issues regarding K and L as well. Thank you, Ms. McKittrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I promised last week, I would come back with any questions that were forwarded during the past week and share those with the audience and the City Council as well. So if it's the City Council has a copy of these questions and answers, and if it's all right with the Council, I'll paraphrase the questions and just provide a paraphrased answer for the benefit of the audience as well. The first question is regarding the asking about what kind of equity would the street sweeper have if we were to sell it, and could that money be applied to the increase in customers' utility bills related to the possibility of outsourcing street sweeping? We talked to our representative from Standard Equipment that we purchased the street sweeper from and who does some of the maintenance as well. He said that a reasonable return on the sweeper as it is currently would be approximately $15,000. If we spend approximately $20,000 to repair it, we could get $40,000 to $50,000. However, I do want to point out to the City Council that the funds to purchase the equipment came from the general fund, not the refuse fund. So any recaptures really shouldn't go back to the refuse fund. It should go to the general fund. And my suggestion would be that it would go into the newly created capital equipment fund. You recall that we started that fund last year when a portion of the James Street lot sale monies went into that. The request was to check with other government agencies to see if it would be possible to share a communications position. I did talk to the school district, the library district, and the park district and received job descriptions of those positions from those respective agencies. I was told by all three entities that their positions really would not have the same job functions as what the City of Geneva would need. There was also some concern about confusing the agencies. It was pointed out that in general, at times the public has does confuse the different governing agencies, and for example, we have no control or jurisdiction over the school district. By sharing a communications position and having the same person sending out communications for both entities, it was suggested that that might confuse the responsibilities of those respective agencies even more. But most importantly, all three of the entities said that the job functions were different. None of them had a need for after-hours communications, such as we do when we have critical incidents. power outages and the like. The next question was about account 457, which is restricted police fines, asking about the source of the revenue and why is there a large increase from 4,000 to 24,700. The response is restricted police fines refer to DUI, court supervision, and drug fund monies. These are not recognized as revenue until they are used. They can only be used for certain police expenditures. The police department wishes to use more of these revenues that are restricted this year than they have in the past, especially the DUI and court supervision funds. The court supervision funds will be used to help purchase a squad car and for repairs to some of the fleet. DUI funds will be used for DUI-related equipment and training. The next question has to do with account 59, other contractual services in the building division, going from 11,000 up to almost 54,000. Why is there such a large increase? You recall during the presentation I talked about our obligation per state statute to now have plumbing inspections, even though those expenditures will be covered by fees that we're collecting from customers, it still increases our bottom line. We still have to show it as an expenditure, and that's why that large increase, because it's a state mandate. The next question has to do with operational supplies division in account 624. This is going from $21,960 to $91,100. And this is the street division of Public Works that I'm referring to. We are consolidating accounts. With the New World software, we're trying to reduce the number of line items. We're consolidating. So even though we have fewer account numbers or fewer line items, those line items are larger because we don't have as many. They're not spread out. We're also trying to make sure that we allocate those expenditures specifically to the correct account and be more precise about that. So right now we're saying that the expenditures in this line item is probably going to end up being more than the estimate that's shown right now when all is said and done by April 30th of this year. The next question has to do with the city having a policy, whether or not we do, regarding the targeted amount for fund balances in SSAs, special service areas. Mm-hmm. Some of these funds have 2 to 3 years of expenses in reserve. The question is, why is that? The response is that the city does not have a standing policy related to fund balances in the SSAs, since the money can only be used for certain purposes and since all SSAs do not have the same level of expenditures every year. Fund balances are built up over time in order to accumulate funds for capital expenditures. These fund balances generally take years to build in order to generate the amount needed for capital projects. Building the fund balance over time has less impact on taxpayers than levying large capital projects in 1 year. These funds are restricted and can only be used for the specific purpose as outlined in the ordinance that created the respective SSAs. The next question was about spending $25,000 for City Hall Gardens. Is there anything that beautification volunteers can do to offset the cost? This figure is based upon the expenditure for gardens that we would have spent had the perennials not been donated this year. The retail cost of the perennials that were donated and planted by volunteers this fiscal year was approximately $14,000. And as you recall, those were donated by Midwest Ground Covers. I had worked with Representative Schmidt several years ago to ask for an initiative through his office for grant funding, and we received that. We received, or will be receiving, $225,000. So of that amount in the budget, I propose that $200,000 of the grant funding go to the pedestrian mall that would be connecting shoppers on 3rd Street to the public parking lot, our new public lot, Campbell Street, and that the other $25,000 in grant funding go towards City Hall. So we're estimating that between the perennials, perhaps a few more oak trees, the mulch, and some hardscape seeding, that it would be a maximum of $25,000 in grant funding for that. The next question has to do with beautification not receiving any allocations from the general fund. The response to that is that the only advisory committee that we are proposing receive any kind of contribution from the general fund is the Strategic Plan Advisory Committee, because they have several subcommittees, including the Bike Ped Committee and Student Government. They also host SPAC, Strategic Plan Advisory Committee, also hosts an annual meeting. And this year, they're hosting public meetings for the update of the strategic plan. Those subcommittees and SPAC itself do not have any fundraisers or fundraising capabilities. So without a contribution from the city, those subcommittees or those activities could not take place. The only subcommittee of SPAC, I believe, that raises funds is NRC, Natural Resources Committee, and the monies that they have raised selling rain barrels and a fundraiser that they held was to purchase oak trees for the city. So that money comes back to us. As far as the future contributions, my response is that each year is evaluated on its own merits, depending on our revenue projections, the level of need for upcoming expenditures, and priorities set by the council. So I wouldn't say that this is a any kind of recommended policy, but looking at it on its own merits each year, I believe that that's the best recommendation that I could make for this upcoming fiscal year. Regarding about the classification plan, it was just a personnel question about whom to go to, and that's listed in your document. The next question, it looks like we're counting on some increases, specifically a 19.67 increase in the state income tax. We actually are up over 12% in income taxes this year, not on budget, but actually what we received over last year. In addition to that, the IML is projecting an additional 6% increase. So the figures that we used were the IML, Illinois Municipal League's figures. We used their calculations and our population to come up with this figure. Our estimate is actually slightly less than what the IML's figure would be. There's a, again, there's a question about the restricted police fine and the community development fees, and again, those are fees that we can that we use, that we receive for certain purposes, for police department expenditures, community development. That expenditure is up because we've been mandated by the state to conduct plumbing inspections, and even though those fees will be covered, it's still shown as an expenditure. The next question has to do with travel. The increase in travel line items. And the response for that is that over the past 5 years, as you will recall, we've reduced or eliminated travel related to professional development in all departments. I believe that our projections, our revenue projections, can and should be allocated to some of these expenditures, and it's necessary that we begin investing in training in educating our staff after a five-year hiatus. These fees cover meeting expenses as well as travel. For example, Metro West meetings and events such as the legislative breakfast and associated training-relating costs such as meals, toll, car rental, hotel, and mileage all come out of that same line item. In the past, some of these items were included in the training line item, in the dues line item, and so on and so forth. So we're attempting to be more precise in coding the expenditures to this line item as opposed to just lumping everything either in miscellaneous or under dues or under training. We're actually trying to break it out so that we get a better handle on it. Next question has to do with the 5 or 6% wage increase in administrative services. Is this the communications person, an hour increase for the payroll position? The increase includes a projected merit of 2.5% wage adjustment, as well as an increase from 15 hours a week to 20 hours a week for the payroll specialist position. 15 hours a week has just proven to be too challenging for somebody to do all of the payroll work that needs to be done, so we're asking for that to increase to 20 hours per week. It would still be a part-time position with no benefits. The communication position is included in the city administrator's budget and not the administrative services budget. Also, as I mentioned last week, each year we look at allocations of the different wages. This year we added 10% of the IT analyst's wage allocation to the general fund. In the past, this position was totally paid for by the enterprise funds, 50-50. In looking at that, I didn't believe that that was fair. I believed that part of that should go to general fund, so that increased this line item. The next question has to do with a $4,000 increase in office supplies for the police department. This line item is showing an increase if you look at budget to budget, but it's really because of New World and the account, the line item and the way that it's set up. Items that may have been charged to other expenses or miscellaneous expenses in the past are now being precisely charged to office supplies, if they are office supplies. Again, we're trying to be more accurate in coding these expenditures. And the last question, is the classification plan different than last year? And the response is, this is our formal system that we adopted in 2006. It's the same system for non-union positions in the city. The plan itself has not changed, but every year the ranges move based on the market survey and the proposed market adjustment. The minimum amount of the wage ranges has increased by 1.5% and the maximum by 2.5% in the proposed budget. The classification plan is used as a guide when hiring or promoting an employee to determine proper placement within the plan. This is determined by conducting a point factor evaluation of the job functions of each position as defined in the job description. Current non-union employees are eligible for a market adjustment of up to 2.5% based on their performance appraisal, provided they do not exceed the maximum of their range. Employees at the maximum of the range are eligible for the market increase in a lump sum, which is not added to their base wage.
Thank you, Ms. McKittrich. Are there any other questions, Alderman Gilbert?
I'm looking at the classification and compensation plan for 13-14. You have the minimum, midpoint, and maximum. And there's two sets of numbers with each of those. I understand the higher number. What's the lower number designate?
The lower number is typically where we would start someone if they come in. We need to know what the minimum is where we would start them.
You mean the hourly wage that's listed below the yearly wage? I believe that's an hourly wage, which is listed on the line below the yearly
right,
wage. Is that correct?
It's not a comma. Okay.
It's
excuse me.
We thought it was.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
That explains it. Thank you.
Okay.
Are there any other questions? Alderman Brown.
Yes. I also looked at this table and was wondering why the, and compared it with the previous one I managed to find, why the maximum had increased by more than the minimum. And you said the minimum increased by the 1.5%, but the maximum increased by 2.5%. What was the logic behind that?
I'll let Stephanie go into detail, but basically it's a matter of compression when the steps get too close to each other. But Stephanie, if you want to talk about how that's calculated.
The other issue is because current employees would be based on a merit increase. If we raise the minimum 2.5% and we have a new employee who's at the minimum who does not exceed expectations and only meets expectations, our policy says you can't be below the minimum of a range. So in that case, that person would only be eligible for a 1.5% increase, but the minimum of the range, if it went up 2.5%, then they would fall below the minimum.
Well, I was asking about the 2.5, not the 1.5. The 1.5 is the standard wage we've agreed on. So why did it come out to exactly what we...
Because you're saying
the market came out to exactly what we declared would be the average raise plus the merit raise. Why did those two numbers agree exactly?
Okay, because what we have done over the last 4 years is we have modified this plan. We used to have a merit increase and a market increase. We have since morphed that into a market increase based on merit. So we first survey the market, find out what the market is doing, and then that's how we determine what the merit will be. So that's why those numbers match.
It just seems to me that the maximum should increase by the 1.5 and not the 2.5, because presumably the merit is over and above anything we find from a comparison with other cities.
Under the original system, that would be the case. The market would be separate from the merit. We have morphed those together. There is no true market per se. Mm-hmm. We're only giving a merit increase, but we're basing that merit on what the market is doing. Whereas before, you would get a market, and then if you exceeded expectations, you would get a bonus on top of that.
I also happen to believe in compression, as Ms. McKittrick has mentioned, but this goes in the opposite direction. When you increase the upper level by 2.5 and the lower level by 1.5, you're actually decompressing the scale, not compressing it. So I still have a little problem with the 2.5% on the maximum. Compression usually means you have a smaller raise for the higher salaries than you do for the lower ones, percentage-wise. So you are actually decompressing the scale by increasing the maximum by more than you increase the minimum.
But the wage that you could obtain is either 1.5 or 2.5% based on your merit. The other issue only comes into play for new hires. So you do want them to be lower than your people who've been working here longer. So it is to avoid compression.
Mary said, well, it was for compression. You're saying it's to avoid compression.
She's saying to avoid compression. That's what she meant.
Mm-hmm. Well, I happen to be in favor of compression. That's what I was pointing out from the beginning, that this is decompressing the scale. Anyway.
Because you typically don't want to hire in an employee at the same rate as an employee who's been here 10 years.
Well, you don't hire anyone at the maximum. So.
And we don't. Our rules do not allow us to hire in an employee at the maximum.
If the maximum has gone by 2.5%, just exactly what does this point refer to when somebody who gets a performance bonus up to 2.5 exceeds the maximum? They can't exceed the maximum. Yes. You've already increased the maximum by 2.5.
They can, because every 5 years we do a benchmark study. We did that benchmark study 2 years ago and reevaluated these ranges. There are people who are long-term employees. When those ranges got shifted, they were at the top of the maximum or above the top of the maximum, and so they've been frozen until such time as the market catches up, and we do that market study every 5 years, the whole overall benchmark position by position.
But on a year-to-year basis, it won't apply because...
We will have several employees that will not get a full 2.5% if they were to exceed expectations because they are above their range based on the market study we had done.
So some of these numbers are not 2.5% above last year's because of the market study.
No, on the plan, all those maximum numbers are 2.5% above. What I'm saying is actual employees' wages, they may be above their range because they were above market when we did the survey 2 years ago. And instead of reducing their wage, we freeze them in place.
Mm-hmm. So you're increasing the maximum to catch up with the...
We're increasing the maximum based upon the market study that we did.
Okay, that showed some of them were well below, some of the market study was well below what we had actual salaries, I see. So,
On the years that we're not doing the benchmark study, which is what we did 2 years ago, we look at an overall market and adjust everything based on that overall market. Every 5 years, we look at individual positions and make changes within individual ranges.
All right, detailed explanation, thank you. This is a separate, by the way, we've lumped them into a discussion, but this is actually going to be a separate vote. They're listed as item J and item K. So, yes. So I will.
Well, we will be asking for a vote on item J
first.
Firstly, correct.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions on item J? Anyone from the audience? Will those in favor of item J signify by saying aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Let it be recorded that the vote was unanimous. Let us now continue on to 5K. We are recommending fiscal year 2013 to 2014, the classification and compensation plan. I need a motion. Motion by Alderman Maladra. Second, please.
Second.
Second by Alderman Cummings. Any question on this issue? Anyone from the audience? Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Were there two nays? Alderman Vogelsberg and Alderman Marks, or Alderman Brown and Alderman Marks? All right, thank
just
you.
Yeah,
Marks and Brown.
Don't accuse the war, the rose between the two thorns.
Oh. I was thinking the Oriole
absolutely
filling.
Absolutely. Well, the vote is still unanimous, so it is passed.
6-2.
Majority vote. Thank you. We continue on now to item L, and that is to recommend fiscal year 2013 to 14, the department goals and objectives. Is there any need for discussion? Oh, let's first now have a motion, please. Alderman Maladra motions. I need a second, please.
Second.
Second by Alderman Hiltberg. Okay, thank you. Any question on the issue? Anyone from the audience? Those in favor of the issue, please vote by signifying an aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Record the vote as being unanimous. We are now down to new business. Anyone on the dais need to come forward with a issue of new business? Alderman Marks?
Mary, I just have a question. You know, we voted to recommend the budget, but don't we recommend the public hearing at this point, too, or
that,
not?
Yes, part of J included.
Oh, it just wasn't broken out. That's why
it's
I asked
included it in the memo.
I saw it in the memo. I just didn't see it right. Okay, that's fine. I just want to make sure we don't get ourselves in trouble.
No, and I mean, legally, we don't even have to vote on
that. Okay.
We can just schedule it, but traditionally we have.
I just wanted to make sure we didn't get ourselves in any trouble.
Public hearing will be on April 15th, as well as these items being on the agenda.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Alderman Kilbert?
I'd ask that we incorporate the 16 budget questions and answers into the minutes as well.
Is it necessary? Yes,
no,
Stephanie?
I have an item.
I'm sorry?
Is
there any other items?
Okay.
Yes, Stephanie.
I just wanted, as some of you are aware, we've been hosting focus groups for the strategic plan update. We are hosting a community-wide focus group on April the 2nd at 6:30 p.m. in this room. So anybody who has not yet participated in a focus group who would like to have some input on the strategic plan update, we're inviting you all to come. So bring your neighbors, bring your friends. If you've already participated in one of our various focus groups, it's the same questions, so you don't need to come back. Also, as part of this update, some of you have received a citizen survey with your utility bill. That survey is also available on the city's website, and we would encourage you to complete those as well. So April the 2nd, 6:30, this room. It's a two-hour process.
Thank you, Stephanie. Anyone else on the dais? Ellen, please come forward. Please introduce yourself for us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ellen DeVita, Director of Economic Development. I want to remind everyone that the Cultural Arts Commission's Film Festival is this weekend, and it is the 28th, 29th, and 30th at State Street Dance. www.genevafilmfestival.org will get you all the shorts and a listing of all the showings. And it's a volunteer committee. They've worked very hard on it, and it's working out very, very well at State Street Dance. It's the second year they'll hold it there.
Great movies this year. Some great movies.
Ellen,
I think so.
Excuse me, did you indicate where the function is being held?
State Street Dance Studio.
Yes.
So go in under the marquee and upstairs.
Yes.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
Anyone else on the dais for any new business? Anyone in the audience like to approach us for some new business? None. Very good. I'd like to mention that, I'm sorry, Mr. McClellan, would you come forward and please address the audience so let's know who you are and where you are.
Good evening. Bob McQuillan, 2677 Berkshire Drive. Could I ask that the 16 questions and answers be placed on the website? prior to the next meeting because the minutes won't be approved until the next meeting. As Alderman Kilberg asked that they be part of the meeting minutes, but I think they should be posted on the website so people can read that before the public hearing.
I certainly think that request will be acceptable. Are there any other issues before the... None. I'd like to remind you that the next committee of the whole meeting will be taking place on April 8th. I am now looking for a motion to adjourn. Motion made by Alderman Marks. I need a second.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Flanagan. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Any opposed?
Stephanie.
Thank you for your attendance this evening.
I haven't gone anywhere this spring break.
No, I just